Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Realtors, don't do this if you don't want to kill your deals. I've been shooting a bunch of videos on how Realtor kills deals based on my personal experience working with my clients and my experience working with other agents. And in this particular deal, my client wanted to buy this property and she did a home inspection and we found that there was water ingress behind the bathroom tiles. And then I was like, oh, well, there's water ingress. And I talked to the listing agent, you know, is the seller gonna do something about that? Like just casually during the home inspection. And then he was like, he got really pissed off. He was like, what water ingress? There's no water ingress. And he made a big fuss about it in front of my client and in front of the home inspector. You don't try to fight against a home inspector when they're doing a home inspection. That's a big no-no. Realtors out there, don't do that. That's unprofessional. After that, we tried to negotiate. My client was a little bit uncertain about the property, but it was a great property. I wanted her to buy it and it was really good for her. But my client was unsure about the building and some costs that were anticipated to occur in the next couple of years. And of course, the water ingress behind the bathroom tiles was a small concern for her. But my client wanted to see if she could get a possible price reduction. So being the professional I was, I talked to the listing agent, just, you know, man to man, seeing if there's some sort of room or maybe the seller will deal with it, fix it or something like that. And the listing agent was like high and mighty, like, no, I ain't giving you squat. Like, we priced it really well, we're not gonna do anything. And I was like, anything? And he was like, nope, you know, take it or leave it. Don't care if you walk away or something. So I was communicating that to my buyer, like, oh, you know, the listing agent's a bit firm on the price and saying that the seller doesn't really want to fix anything. And basically she was like, well, you know, maybe even a couple thousand. And I went back to the listing agent, nope, $1,000, that's it. That's it. So I went back to my buyer and I kind of communicated that he was pretty straight and direct with the $1,000. And my buyer was really pissed off. My buyer was really pissed off because the listing agent was just straight and firm and stuck. And the listing agent made it seem like it's not just the seller who was strict, but he was strict too. He was trying to defend the seller, but it was like he was the seller himself. Like, yeah, screw it, take it or leave it, kind of like that. And I communicated that to the buyer in a nice way, but my buyer felt it too. And my buyer was gonna walk away. I had to, you know, assure her that it was a great purchase, it was a great property, even if they didn't do a big price reduction. And at the end of the day, I saved the deal. So if you're a realtor and you're watching this and you're representing the seller and your seller's really firm, It's okay if the seller's firm. You can communicate that to the buying agent in a calm and collected manner. You don't have to be all like strict and like a tree and all firm and stuck. Try to build a relationship with the buyer agent because it takes two realtors to close the deal. Yeah, don't be all tough and just a dick, right? Try to be cooperative. Because I represent a buyer in this case, but a buyer agent is representing a buyer. So if you piss off the buyer agent, you're gonna indirectly piss off the buyer. So if you care about your reputation, it's important that you develop a good relationship with the buyer agent. And even if the seller is very strict, you can always communicate it in a very diplomatic and calm manner and cooperative manner. It's important because it affects your reputation. Sure, realtors, we're not supposed to badmouth other people or say anything bad. Some realtors do, some don't, but we're not supposed to do it. But the real estate industry is very small and word gets around. And even though buyer agents don't say anything, buyers will talk to other people. oh, you know, my buyer agent was talking to this listing agent, but the listing agent was such a dick, so rude and everything like that. Word gets around and it'll affect your reputation. Hope you found value in this video, in my story, true story. If you liked it, comment below. I would like to hear your story. Have you ever worked with bad agents? Or have you ever worked with an agent that had to deal with a tough agent? Comment below, I'd like to hear your story. And subscribe, thumbs up if you like this, and click the notification bell, and I will see you in the next video.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.